Great. Before we turn it over to you all to see if you guys have any questions, there are just a couple things I wanted to talk about. One, I think, as is natural and our role to provide you all with an update on all the information you need to help your members schedule meetings and do the important work in your district. I mean, to some extent, our bread and butter here is our contacts here in Washington, but also the technical analysis. I think it tends to come across as the primary point of this meeting being to push the agenda items. But really, again, just to reiterate what both Luis and Mike said at the top of the program, really what the payoff of district is to really make these personal relationships with members of Congress. Luis, who's done so many of these Foundations on the Hill and District Days events, has told me multiple stories about how you get this really positive feedback from our members and your members alike who say, it was great, the people I met in Washington are completely different from the people I meet in my district. And also they know, the D.C. folks know that I'm talking to the folks back at home. So, all the work that you all do on behalf of your members and setting up these meetings in your district and reinforcing those relationships, it's win-win, I think, for all of us, helping you all out, especially the regional association directors who are on the call, helping you out in your district and helping us with when we pull everyone together on Foundations on the Hill. So I really, my personal philosophy on this is it's win-win. And just having the meetings, regardless of whether you get into the details of these technical issues, obviously if they come up, we want you fully apprised and informed about the status of them. But it's as much about, like I said, having those meetings where you go in and get to talk about what's going on in your district. One of my favorite stories about Foundations on the Hill is when I was brand new at the council almost a decade ago, and it was still fundamentally a forum and a regional association event, and the council's role in it was rather minor, was the idea of members of Congress saying, it's just so nice to have people coming to meet with us who are here to say, we're here to help, and this is what we're doing, and not necessarily with a handout. So we definitely want to reinforce, use these meetings to make clear we're not just like everyone else coming in and asking for something. We're also there to offer our help, our technical expertise, our knowledge, our work in the district. So I want to make sure that in our effort to make sure you guys are fully briefed on the legal and regulatory developments, that we don't lose sight of really what is the long-term payoff is those relationships. The other thing I wanted to reiterate is Mike was maybe understated a little bit when said Steve is available. Steve is really eager to lend whatever assistance he can be. I mean, I think it would be a dream of ours that Steve would get on the road in August and in four or five meetings in key districts, really help you and your people make your event really kind of a splash, add him to the event in a way that serves all of our needs. Really, the idea here not being to frontline Steve and the issues that the council, but really to add a little bit of a punch to the meetings that you're all scheduling. So I don't want to leave it as passive as he's available. He's eager. We'd really like to find places where we can help out and really make these events fantastic. So just let us know any of those events that you might think would be a good fit for that, because we really would like to do that. We've got resources to get him into your district and to help with those meetings. So please be greedy. Ask us to help if we can. Let us bring our marketing and media team in to help to the extent that you need it. But if you don't, obviously we're not pushing it on you. We'd really like to help. And then finally, what a really interesting conversation that Shatrain and Luis and I were having this morning about how to get more of the news out, make these District Days meetings feel a lot more like a community type event. And we're talking about trying to explore ways to get real-time information up. Everyone talks about Twitter and blogging and that sort of thing. I'm not sure what our answer is going to be, but we really want to find a way to make these stories get out there so that you all can see what other people are doing while they're doing them. And so we'll be exploring what that is. Obviously, it's a short timetable, so we'll have to see what we can get set up. But when you guys, in a second, like to hear your feedback on that, but also to give you a warning that as we do that, we'll probably be pestering you along with the folks at the forum to keep us updated so that we can do that, get information out quickly, and make this really live and dynamic for the people all over the country, to make it feel like a much more cohesive, united thing than just meetings that happen in your district. So those are a couple of things I wanted to mention. And having said all that, open it up, and we have a fair amount of time left. Just see what issues you all have, sensitivities you guys want to raise, things where you need our help. And Mike had to leave, as he said earlier, but anything that you need to say to him directly, you can, of course, but we'll certainly fill him in on anything we discuss here.